believe that a lot of people like to eat for breakfast. That might be several.
Yeah.
Okay. Or another type of meat that comes in links and patties.
Sausage.
Yeah. If you wanted to buy a lot of bacon without it being sliced up, you'd say you bought yourself a whole what of bacon?
A slab of bacon.
Mm-hmm. And talking about bacon, that if you were to cut it right off the slab, there might be a kind of hard edge to it that you'd want to cut off because it's tough. What would you call that? Skin? Talking about meat, what would you call a man who deals in meat or sells meat exclusively? He's a
meat packer.
Okay, begin with the letter B. Man who deals in meat. You say you do what to a hog when you cut him up? You have to. Okay, what I'm looking for is B-U-T-C-H-E-R.
A butcher.
Yeah. Would you use that word?
No.
Okay. What would you say about meat if it's been kept too long? You'd say the meat has done what?
Spoiled.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about butter that's gotten that way? If you kept your butter too long, you'd say it's done what?
Spoiled.
Or the butter is?
Sour.
Okay. Have you ever heard people use the word funky to describe butter that is that way?
No.
The butter's gotten funkier, it's got a funky taste?
No.
Do you use that word at all for anything?
No.
Funky doesn't mean anything to you?
No.
Okay. What could, after you butcher a hog, what do you make with meat from its head?
Sauce.
Okay. Is there any other word for that you've ever heard?
Hog head sauce.
Have you ever heard people call it head cheese or hog head cheese?
Hog head cheese.
Same thing.
Yes.
Okay. Do you ever make anything by cooking and well, cutting up and grinding the hog liver?
No.
Kind of pudding, liver pudding or liver sausage, liverwurst, anything like that?
Liver cheese.
Liver cheese. Okay. Have you ever heard of people around here making anything out of the hog's blood?
No.
That sort of thing talked about in the morning, is it?
No.
Like blood pudding or black pudding. Never heard of that. Okay. You ever heard of anything called scrapple?
Scrapple? No.
Okay. What about thick sour milk that women used to keep around the kitchen to make things out of?
Buttermilk.
Okay. Have you ever heard of clabber milk or clabber?
Clabber milk.
Yeah. What is that exactly?
This milk is old and it's gotten thick.
But you could still make something to eat out of it?
Yeah, you can make bread out of it.
Anything besides bread?
You can eat it with just bread.
Uh-huh.
Milk and bread.
Yeah. What about the stuff that you can buy in the store? A lot of people buy it when they go on diets. You know, it's white and it's kind of curdled looking.
Cottage cheese.
Yeah. Is that related to clabber anyway?
I think it is, but I'm not sure.
Okay. What about this expression? Say if you a man had just milked his cows and wanted to get some of the impurities out of it, mm-hmm. You say he did what to the milk?
Purified them.
Okay, or maybe if he just poured it through a fine wire mesh, you'd say he's going to do what to the milk?
Strain the milk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And a dessert that's made in a deep dish, maybe out of apples or peaches with a crust on it. What would you call that?
Peach cobbler, apple cobbler.
You like that?
Peach cobbler.
Yeah, me too.